Report from regional board members. Yes, Dr. Hunter?
Yes, good morning. The opportunity has developed for the Central Coast region to participate in the state's effort to become more informed and to understand more specifically how environmental justice issues are occur within the context of regional board actions. So I was asked by Chair Wolf to represent the board in a planning group that is part of a statewide effort, but in the context of Central Board, Central Coast Board, we are making a plan to organize a tour and work to bring some folks together. We don't know yet if it'll be a workshop or in what form we will organize this gathering, but we do hope to have something in place for the May board meeting. So all of the board members will have an opportunity to hear from members of the community who work on environmental justice issues. Some of these issues directly link to water, but in other ways there are health issues and other challenges that now face what we have come to understand to be disadvantaged communities. So it falls in line with the safe drinking water work that we did in the last 2 years. Matt Keeling and I and Michael Johnston were part of that effort in the last 2 years. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm going to work with staff to help reach out to the community and to support staff in their effort to organize a productive meeting, including a tour.
Thank you, Dr. Hunter. Yes, Mr. Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd just also like to add to that that it would be personally of great benefit to me that in advance of that meeting, you could really just load up on historical/cultural information in advance. I'm particularly interested in that subject, but being from the south end of the region, I'm pretty far removed from that from personal experience. And so I'd like to, you know, just push you to not assume that I know anything in particular in that regard other than what I've learned here in the couple years and really just load up on information in excess, if you will.
Well, if I could just take another minute or two, I would say that the environmental justice community has not been as active in our region as it has been in other areas of the state. And so I think we're all probably in the same stage of understanding, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing this workshop. I also think that the communities themselves are starting to recognize and form alliances in new ways, and that includes Native American communities, which they are more dispersed, and so we're not talking necessarily geographic. So some of it is cultural and some of it is ethnicity, but I think that's the idea, is we're reaching out to different groups and asking them to come and help us understand, and including, and I think that's a suggestion staff can add to the set of ideas that we put forward, is that we ask them to give us a historical kind of understanding of their communities and traditions and so forth. Thank you.
And to supplement that, Mr. Jordan, you know, there were two roundtables items that came out of WQCC. One of them was the EJ. So these roundtable meetings, which are done by teleconference call, were follow-up to the WQCC we had in Sacramento last year. So I had asked Dr. Hunter if she would be willing to be the representative of the Central Coast region at these meetings, but I've also requested that we remain congruent with the overall direction of Sacramento in regard to EJ, and that also we look at what the other regions have done in Vieira of EJ. So we're not sort of on our own little island. And that way we have a program that we can benefit from lesson learned from the other regions and also be consistent with a spirit of the direction of Sacramento.
Yep. So and I think, thank you for your question. You'll recall most of the conversation after those 2 days in Sacramento was that the EJ presentation was by far the most relevant and empowering of all the presentations that were given in those 2 days. You know, in particular, what's always distressing to me in this environment is you only see the quote-unquote EJ community in a almost a confrontational setting, not an educational setting. And so that's why, you know, I want to make sure I get the bang for my buck on attendance when we do this, whenever we do this, because it's just disheartening to see the only time you see them is when they're on one side of a fence versus people on the other side of the fence, and it's a disagreement. I would like to really make sure that we take advantage of getting a historical perspective, a real educational perspective, and kind of get a lot more basis for understanding of that issue.
And also, you know, when requested to have representation from our region, as chair, I reached out to Dr. Hunter because I thought because of her background, she would be, you know, very qualified to assist us and do a good job in, you know, representing us and communicating with us. So, you know, I also look forward to her contributions. But, you know, your point is very well taken because often we assume that we already have a background and we don't necessarily. So point well taken. Thank you.
Just one point I don't want to overlook that Angela Schroeder on staff is also taking part in this, as is John Robertson. So I think we have a good set of people to work on this this process.
Yes, Mayor Delgado.
Two things. One, the three newbies down here on the left on the west wing haven't gone to the Elkhorn Slough tour. So if that could be scheduled with some months in advance, because Michael coming from Santa Barbara needs a little bit more advance notice, I think, than the other two of us. Do you think that's possible?
So who on the board has not been out there?
Recently?
Oh, so there were, so the last visit was and Jean-Pierre. So at least four, and we can only take three at a time.
Right. And Mr. Jeffries is on the Moss Landing Harbor board, so I think he knows.
Yeah, I've been there 4 or 5 years ago.
So would it be acceptable that I schedule it for Mr. Delgado, Mr. Jordan, and Mr. Johnson? Would
that? Or if Mr. Jeffrey wants to go, I can certainly. I've had offers after the last tour to do an individual tour, and I can do that because I'm so close.
Or we could do two.
If you want to go, Mr. Jeffrey, or I can go with the group.
Or we could do two and two.
Whatever works.
Or you could just notice a four-member
well,
tour.
And I'm getting shakes in the head, like no. So maybe could the Elkhorn Slough person mind coming up to the podium? So I think we had discussed this before about noticing a public tour,
right?
And that your preference was not to do it in that manner.
That's true. We'd prefer not to, if that's okay with the board.
Okay.
And we're more than happy to offer anyone an individual tour if they feel left out, or as you say, two different tours of two board members.
Okay. Does the board have a preference? The ones who would be on the tour.
I don't like any of them.
I'm glad you're not on the mic.
Okay, well, I'll work on it. I know who's got to go now, so I think I'll try for two tours then.
Okay. All right, two tours, and we'll make it extra special for Mayor Delgado after his comment.
We're very flattered for the opportunity. Thanks very much for your enthusiasm.
Could you send me a couple of, because typically it was your staff that you had
sure.
to, would you mind sending me a couple of dates or
We'd
three
be
or four
happy
dates
to,
and I'll run by everybody?
Jeffrey first.
More than happy to. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
I just wanted his name. Would you state your name, please, for the record?
Oh, sorry.
Apologize. My name is Gray Hayes. I'm the director of coastal training at the Elkhorn Slough National Estuarine Research Reserve.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Jeffrey, did you have a question or?
No, I don't have a question.
Okay.
I had one other.
Great job out there. I'm very enthused with what they've done.
All right.
I had another Mayor? Informational item. Recently, the desalinization project that's in the first place lead in this race for a desal project at Monterey Bay for the Monterey Peninsula's CalAM, California American Water Service Area. They needed to drill a couple of boreholes to get a few liters of sample water for analysis, and it was a highly controversial step, even though it's a relatively small step in the process. And the larger steps to come are putting in some test slant wells, and then after that, if that works out, that it's mostly brackish or ocean water, that there then would be production wells for a desalinization facility. The controversy and complexity of it has me requesting perhaps some help from the State Water Resources Board, because they'll be involved with the permitting of the desal project. And
actually, that's not correct. The regional board will issue the permit.
Okay.
It's the we're going to. So the I learned at MCC last week the policy. They were working on finishing up the policy. It should be released shortly in the next month or two for public comment. But it is going to be the regional board that will permit desal.
Has that always been the case?
We did not have a desal policy. I can't tell you who permitted. The regional board permitted them before.
Okay, because even as of last week, I had a timeline chart given by CalAM that had the State Water Resources Board in place of the final permitting. But anyway, my request is, okay, let's say I'm the regional board staff then, but I need help from someone other than a municipal jurisdiction, because when it came to our local jurisdiction, you know, it's not our forte. We didn't have any good expertise. So I would do a better job in this process if I have some tutoring from state board, regional board, expertise to understand the process.
And so the process you want to understand is the permitting process or the siting of a desal plant?
I guess it would be the State Water Resources or Regional Water Resources concerns, perspectives, things that I should be looking out for at the municipal level that would make it a little smoother, perhaps when it got to this level.
Okay, why don't we can talk separately. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
On my left, any?
Nothing.
Okay, nothing. So in my part, I was requested by Chief Counsel Michael Lawton to participate at a symposium in San Francisco at the Hastings College School of Law. It's an annual symposium of all the Northern California law schools, and the annual topic is water and law. And the request for my presentation was on climate adaptation associated with wine grape growing, impact on water use, and also what the impacts were on the ag order specifically associated with Tier 1. So I gave that presentation. Also, as a follow-up with WQCC, the second item of follow-up that was requested from Sacramento was to have a second set of roundtable similar to the one that Dr. Hunter participates with EJA community, and this one associated with climate change. So I have volunteered to be part of that roundtable group, and I will keep you appraised of those discussions that we have. And these roundtables then will have representation of every regional boards and then also the state water board. So that's my input. Thank you. So next